Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I'd like to welcome to today's show Mark Griffiths, who's a psychologist and specialises in working with men who have been sexually abused as children. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks very much.
You know, are the figures growing in this area in terms of men coming forward as adults that have been abused as children?
They are. The numbers are growing because not because more men are necessarily being abused. A lot of the men we're seeing were abused 10, 20, 30, sometimes 40 years ago. I guess what's enabling them to talk about it now is that the community's attitude has changed. Mm. The community isn't keeping it as much a secret anymore. So what we're seeing is a rise in the number of men actually feeling that they can talk about it.
Do you think, though, society still has that pressure of men, you know, that they're expected to be, I guess, mentally and physically tough?
Absolutely, and that's one of the myths that a lot of the men who come to the groups that we run have to face, that there's something wrong with them because they can't just toughen up and move on. And as you know, sometimes they're encouraged to do, look, it was a long time ago, why don't you just get over it and move on?
But I guess a lot of them, you know, feel or could feel fairly isolated and I guess at the same time carry shame or...
Look, isolation is one of the main dynamics that enables the abuse to occur in the first place. And what we find with a lot of survivors, both males and females, is that the dynamics that are set up during the abuse actually carry on for the person and become problems and issues they have to deal with later in life. And feeling embarrassed or ashamed or guilty or that it's something bad they did, they carry that on into their adult life, and that then becomes one of the issues they have to deal with. And coming out of that isolation and realizing, no, they were at the time a victim, not a willing participant.
Mm.
In fact, there are a couple of issues that males have to often deal with as adult survivors that are fairly specific to men. And I often talk about the three additional issues for men. The first is confusion about their sexual orientation. Am I gay? Am I straight? I'm not too sure where I am on that whole continuum.
Mm.
Secondly, their masculinity. What sort of man, what sort of male am I? If I couldn't stop that from happening, forgetting, of course, that at the time they were a child. And the third one, which is crippling for a lot of men, is the fear that other people might be expecting that they're going to be a perpetrator.
Yeah. Now, you work with a group called SAMHSN. Now, that stands for Survivors and Mates Support Network.
That's correct.
What do they do?
Being in a group with a small group, never more than about 10, being in a small group of men who have got a similar story in what we design as a very, very safe place and safe environment overturns so many of those basic dynamics behind the original abuse and behind their beliefs and fears and information that they're still carrying. So groups for survivors of child sexual abuse can really help them move on.
Yeah. Mark, thank you very much. That was an interesting interview. That was Mark Griffiths, psychologist. For more details on the work that Mark does and the group SAMHSN, go to mindfood.com. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.